And now the concluding moments of our tribute to Glenn Miller. 27 years ago. Is it really that long? I recall, too, the Gene Norman at the Civic Auditorium a few years ago when they had the revival, had this to say about Glenn Miller.
And that was the original Glenn Miller version of In the Mood. While the band was at its peak in September of 1942, when Glenn Miller suddenly decided to disband and announced his intention of enlisting in the Army. Now, it was very typical of Glenn Miller. With the country at war, he felt an obligation to serve, even though he was above draft age. And at the last concert given by the Civilian Miller Orchestra, there were sobs from the audience and tears in the eyes of the musicians. Everyone sensed that they were losing more than a beloved figure. An era in American life and American pop music was now ending. Glenn Miller and his music so completely dominated the pop music scene during these years of the 30s and the first of the 40s that it will always be known as the Glenn Miller era. And now, thanks at least to the records he left with us, the kids who danced and dreamed and fell in love to Glenn Miller's music can recapture those happy days. And a new generation of youngsters can learn why a nation still pauses, as we did tonight here at the Shrine Auditorium, to listen to music in the Miller mood. Thank you.
It's all a little sad, at least for those of us that lived it. In England, they put it another way.
Glenn took off in a single-engined aircraft from Bedford on December 15, 1944, headed for Paris. He never arrived. Experts later reasoned that his plane had iced up and had fallen like a stone into the English Channel. On Christmas Day, Jerry Gray took over to lead the orchestra in Paris.
It was getting eerie in Paris before Christmas. There was Glenn Miller's band, 60 strong, rehearsing hard for the big broadcast on Christmas Day. And no Glenn Miller. I knew that if Glenn didn't show, I was to conduct the band in the big broadcast. The first direct broadcast from Paris was Liberation. Direct to England and back home to America. And we had five other shows to play that Christmas Day. Then I heard it on the radio, on the AEF program on Christmas Eve. Major Glenn Miller officially announced missing. Missing? That's all. They didn't know any more than we did. He still might walk in right up to airtime, but he might never walk in again. Next morning, Christmas Day, the band got together in the theater to rehearse the big show. It was dark and cold, and any theater is dark and cold at a morning rehearsal. And that winter in Paris, it was dark and cold most of the time. Lieutenant Don Haynes got up and told the boys about the announcement, in case any of them didn't know. And then we got to work. I had to try to set everything just the way Glenn would have wanted it, to make the broadcast sound as if he was still out in front leading his band. Oh, I think it did. Anyway, the boys seemed to like it. Understand, I was proud and glad to do the job, but I don't ever want to do a job like that again.
What would Glenn Miller have been doing now had he lived? Here's Warren Reed to speculate.
Miller had once expressed a desire to write semi-classical music after the war, although personally my inclination is to take that with a small grain of salt. I think it's entirely possible that he might have changed his style quite radically, because I don't think he was ever a man to stand still and to hold pat with something that had already proved successful.
Our thanks to those who assisted in the gathering of recordings and interviews for this special tribute to Glenn Miller, born March 1st, 1904 in Iowa, died December 15th, 1944, en route by plane from Bedford to Paris. Production, script, and research were by Henry Whiston. This is Ted Miller speaking. The Moonlight Serenader is dead. Moonlight Serenade lives on.
I'm indebted, too, to that portion of a BBC broadcast for giving us the nucleus of the broadcast that we're able to bring you today. And yet, you know, here in the 1970s, the Miller sound lives on. Let me do a crossfade here, too. For instance, in Germany, where a Max Greger still plays the Miller sound as Miller would have played it, and you wouldn't know the difference. It's just so beautifully done. I think it serves as a wrap-up to know that his music lives on. His arrangements. I'm Jack Cullen. Thank you for listening. Little nostalgic? Sorry. I can't help it. I lived it. See you next week. Bye now.
Thank you.